Today's podcast is brought to you by the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week and ends on Sunday, April 3rd. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACEBOGO.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. A lot of people are texting in about Jen Psaki's comments about Hunter being a private citizen. You know, he doesn't work for the government. And now that we've realized he was flying on a lot of government planes, that might be an issue. And Jen Psaki, I'm sure, will be asked about that when she returns.
Which we got that long COVID, apparently.
That was going to be my next question, Jared. Do you think she's going to come back as White House press secretary? Because I think that if she was worn out right when she left and then this news breaks, she's probably sitting there going, I can't do this anymore. I can clean up for Joe, and that in itself is a full-time job, but to clean up for Hunter, that's a whole lot of Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, no, she's not going to put herself out there to have to answer for actively lying to the American public. Come on.
Yeah, no, I think she's done.
She's going to step away for personal reasons, family time.
Yeah.
And resurface at CNN or MSNBC in a couple months.
And you know what? You know what, Jared? Whoever they put in there, I don't think you're going to get another Jen Psaki. I don't think lightning strikes twice. I think whoever else is in there is going to crumble under these questions, because say what you want about context matters, Jen Psaki, she can spin like nobody's business. And I don't think that White House, I mean, out of all the people in the White House, for what their jobs are, she is the best at her job. For what she's required to do, she's the best at her job. I don't think anyone else in that White House can do half as good a job as she can.
And why haven't we seen Karine Jean-Pierre? Why is Kate Bedingfield out there doing these? I mean, Karine Jean-Pierre, she's like the deputy press secretary, right?
It just must be that it's, I sometimes think to myself, like, what would be a worse job than having to go out there and lie for Joe Biden day in and day out? And the only job I can think of is working at The View. And for both of those jobs, I'm like, you couldn't pay me. You really couldn't. There's not, normally in life, there's a number, you know, where you hit that price and you go, okay, I don't think I could hit a price and say I would do this. It's just, it's soul destroying. All right, now back to the story at hand. We're almost done with this Hunter Biden story. And then I do want to get into a little bit of Joe's booster televised event yesterday, which was very uncomfortable. And I enjoy the sound.
The booster variety hour with Joe Biden and company.
You know, and the reporters, he really just thinks reporters, and his opinion of reporters is very low. Obviously, it's what got him into the White House, was banking on the fact that reporters suck so bad. But even with that being said, like, you think you're going to roll up your sleeve, get a shot in front of all these reporters, and everyone's just going to stay silent and take pictures of you? Like, you really don't think people are going to use that opportunity? And I'm impressed that the reporters used it, because I wouldn't have been surprised if they just sat there like seals and said, ooh, Fauci, ouchie. But they actually asked questions.
What flavor booster did you get, Mr. President?
Are you going to get a lollipop afterwards? Are you allowed to because of Lent? Do you consider that a dessert?
I'm going to have one of those weird orange Starlight mints.
I'm going to have a piece of fruit, because
ribbon
it's sweet.
Candy, molasses puff.
All right, here we go. We're going back to the Hunter Biden story. Almost done here. Let's go to the script. During the time the CEFC relationship was active, funds were being transferred from Hunter Biden to his uncle. All told, nearly $1.4 million went from Hunter's company to one controlled by James Biden. The transactions were identified as potential criminal activity, a designation meant to flag potential money laundering, political corruption, or other financial crimes. When James and Sarah Biden's bank contacted them about the transactions, they would not provide supporting documentation to explain the activity and close the account. Skipping over a couple things here. As would become clear later in court records, federal investigators had obtained a foreign intelligence surveillance warrant on Ho, Patrick Ho, and were monitoring his communications. On September 18, 2017, Hunter Biden signed a two-page attorney engagement letter to represent Ho with a $1 million retainer. The agreement specified that Hunter Biden was to provide counsel to matters related to U.S. law and advice pertaining to the hiring and legal analysis of any U.S. law firm or lawyer. On November 18th, a few weeks after Hunter Biden signed the agreement to represent Ho, his client was arrested by two FBI agents at JFK Airport. He was read his Miranda rights at 2 p.m. 9 minutes later, he called James Biden. James Biden told the New York Times in 2018 that he assumed Ho was looking for Hunter Biden, and he passed along contact information for his nephew. Almost immediately after Ho's arrest, according to verified emails, Edward Y. Kim, an attorney at Krieger Kim, was enlisted to represent Ho. Kim and Ho declined requests for comment. During the trial, prosecutors alleged that Ho had bribed leaders in Chad and Uganda, aiming to obtain oil permits for CEFC. They also said Ho had offered CEFC as a resource in helping Iran evade oil sanctions. Things fell apart quickly. Ho was in jail awaiting trial. Yi, the head of the CEFC, had been detained in China in mid-February 2018 and hadn't been heard from since. The reasons for the arrest were unclear, although Reuters reported that it was related to suspected economic crimes. Yi could not be reached for comment, and the Chinese embassy declined to comment on Yi's arrest. By March of 2018, Hunter Biden's uncle was seeking access to the $1 million retainer that Hunter was owed for the Ho representation. James Biden, on March 21, 2018, wrote to CEFC officials with wiring instructions, providing the address and routing numbers for how to transfer to the account linked to Hunter Biden. "Received, and we'll take care of this ASAP," Mervyn Yang wrote, one of the CEFC officials, wrote back in a verified email. At 9:43 the next morning, the wire went through and was deposited in the account just as James Biden had instructed, with the routing number in his email matching the routing numbers received by the bank. Hunter Biden began exchanging hostile messages with remaining executives, including Dong and Mervyn Yang. The two had questioned several of Hunter Biden's business expenses, asking for receipts to back up the charges. Can I just take a pause here for 1 sec? This dude is getting paid $1 million for what I can see is doing absolutely nothing, and he still has the audacity to start charging bogus business expenses. He's like, we could put the McDonald's on there, right? Yeah.
I was feeding a homeless basketball prodigy.
I had to take an Uber to the train, and it cost $15, and I want my $15 back. This is what we always say. Like, it's not enough to just eat from the trough. They lick it clean. Okay, back to the music. The two had questioned several of Hunter Biden's business expenses, asking for receipts to back up the charges. Yan, in a verified email, wrote Hunter that some of the expenses for which he sought reimbursement did not appear related to the Chinese energy company's business, including, he wrote, the house in Sweden. Hunter Biden threatened to sue both Yan and Dong for balking at paying, claiming that they had no right to question his expenses, and explaining that the House of Sweden was his DC-based office. "I will bring suit in the Chancery Court in Delaware, which, as you know, is my home state, and I am privileged to have worked with and know every judge in the Chancery Court," he wrote on March 14th. It's a little bit of a "do you know who I am?" "You cannot sue us for not paying incorrect expenses," Dong wrote in response. Dong and Yan did not respond to requests for comment. Jiaqiu Bao, an assistant with whom Hunter Biden had worked closely on CEFC business, wrote in March of 2018 the company was being dissolved and she would lose her job, but that Hunter Biden should take whatever money you can as long as the money is available to claim. Take as much as possible, or figure out a way to spend them for your own benefit, she wrote. Over the next 6 months, nearly $1.4 million was transferred to Hunter Biden's account. But troubles also loomed. Hunter Biden continued to battle addiction issues that created strains within his family, and his father began paying some of his bills. The younger Biden's problems loomed large over his father's decision to run for president, a campaign Joe Biden would announce formally in April of 2019. Hunter Biden's personal battles would continue, but the business saga of CEFC would soon come to a close. Yan signed a document on November 2nd of 2018 dissolving Hudson West, LLC, the company that linked the Bidens to CEFC. Yan filed it with an office based in Delaware, less than an hour's drive from the Biden family home. It's all so interesting.
And this is just one.
Yep.
This is just one corrupt dealing with China. This doesn't touch Ukraine. This doesn't touch any of the imagery on there. It doesn't touch the baby mama drama.
Yeah, and it's like when you say, okay, when you look at a situation like this, you say it's the tip of the iceberg, but it's like, I am curious how much of the tip of the iceberg. Like, are we talking a tiny little bit, or are we talking at least a chunk of it? Because this
doesn't even touch Rosemont Seneca. It doesn't touch the bio labs. Like, there's so much more.
It doesn't touch the EV vehicle that he traded in for the silver Porsche.
The Fisker Karma.
I think this could be the start of a lot of theater type of renditions, don't you? I think we're going to see more of these stories now.
This is the prequel, right?
Yeah, I never thought I'd be reading from the Washington Post, but here we are. Here we are. For the past few months, you've heard me rave about the Bonner Private Wines partnership, and it remains my favorite. It's delivered directly to my house. So after a long day, it's there. I don't have to stop and walk the aisles to choose a red wine that will leave me with a headache. That's because a lot of these red wines, they're full of stuff that is kind of cheap and artificial, and it's not good for you. But Bonner is that glass of red wine that doesn't have the haunting after effects like loss of sleep or the dreaded morning headache. Delivered directly to your home, Bonner Private Wines partnership has exactly what you need. From your first sip, you'll taste the freshness of the exceptional wine. It's refreshing and delicious. It's perfect with a juicy steak. I sleep like a baby, no morning regrets. The Bonner Private Wines partnership is no ordinary wine club, and their Extreme Altitude collection is no ordinary wine. This wine is really good. You'll get a few different ones, and you can tell they're all really unique, and they're just special wines. It's not like you're going to the grocery store, getting a wine that someone slapped a label on and just shipped out. These are wines made for people who love wine. They're nearly impossible to find in the U.S., so no excess filtration or additives, and there's no inflated price. Every pop of the cork is an adventure to savor and enjoy. So join the Bonner Private Wines partnership and skip the store. Have it delivered directly to your home. Your adventure awaits at Bonner. That's Bonner privatewines.com. We'll be right back with your calls. It's 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
Nothing for you!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
You know how I always say Jack Posobiec on Twitter has a lot of like palace intrigue reports? And recently he had one about Jen Psaki, that she's looking to jump ship and go to one of the networks. And according to reports, CNN Plus is not getting really off the ground. They haven't had enough subscriptions. So wherever she's trying to jump to, whether it be MSNBC or NBC, I don't know. But if I were her, I would get out soon, because this thing is about to turn into a major dumpster fire.
That's the truth.
That's a lot of journalism for the day.
And Grace, if I can, point of personal privilege. Thank you, texters. Karine Jean-Pierre also came down with COVID, deputy press secretary.
Got it. Okay.
But she released a statement. She's thankful for the vaccine. So.
Got it. Okay. Well, Jack Posobiec has another update for us, Jared. And I think you'd appreciate this because sometimes Joe Biden gets a lot of flack and people don't realize how much work goes into being president, you know, and it's a full-time job. What did Jill tell us? He works like 23 hours a day.
Si, se puede.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's not the only one. That's actually the perfect sound cut. She's not the only one who's brushing up her language chops. According to Jack Posobiec,
you can see I didn't get my English lessons.
Jack Posobiec writes, hearing Biden is trying to learn a little bit of Latin for an Easter event the White House is planning to hold in a couple of weeks. So everything's fine. This is fine.
I don't know that he really needs to. His English.
True and international effort to pressure.
Is its own language.
The number one comment underneath it was, can he work on his English? It had like 300 likes. Yeah, so that's what's going on with Joe Biden.
What's that all about?
Now is the time to spring into action and run for state office in Massachusetts. You only need 150 signatures to run for the state legislature. So visit massfiscal.org to learn more. Again, that website is massfiscal.org, massfiscal.org. Contact our friends at massfiscal.org to learn how to run for office. It's a great opportunity. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who do you think is more trustworthy, Joe Biden or Hunter Biden?
Ooh, this is really like pick your poison. I'm going to say Hunter Biden, because he seems sometimes to almost be a little bit too honest. You know, when he's like pouring his heart out to the prostitutes about how he's afraid his original laptop got stolen, it seems like sometimes he's very honest. And, you know, a texter pointed out, and he wasn't trying to throw shade at Joe Biden, but he said, for the smartest guy Joe Biden knows, Hunter's lost a lot of laptops. And I would agree. That's just something we're noting. We're not passing judgment. Just, you know, worth noting. I'm going to say Jared Hunter.
Hunter Biden well ahead in this poll at 78%, 22% for Joe Biden. But we got to give the big guy 10%. So Hunter drops to 68-32 in this poll.
Imagine if Hunter just let out all the secrets. Like if he decided to sing for his supper. I know, I'm dreaming now. I really am dreaming, but wouldn't that be something?
There is a theory out there that all this is coming out because Hunter has been cooperating. It's just a theory, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you keep your fingers on the pulse of all those theories. All right, now it is time for a little bit of an update on what's happening on the West Coast. It's California time.
California.
All right. Maxine Waters got herself into a bit of a sticky situation. No good deed goes unpunished. The nonprofit advocacy group had planned three events at a South Los Angeles office to help unhoused people obtain emergency shelter. It's called And Fathers and Mothers Who Care. And an unofficial social media post erroneously promised that those who showed up would get rare vouchers for permanent subsidized housing. And then Maxine Waters showed up to the event, and then it garnered even more attention. And so Maxine was trying to calm people down. And let's take a listen to this. This is Maxine talking to angry homeless crowd, cut 17.
It's when I saw people standing on the street and they thought they could get Section 8 vouchers here.
Right.
Cannot get Section 8 vouchers here.
But who put that information?
Section 8 vouchers is a long line. We are fighting in Washington in something called the Build Back Better program. Okay. I put $25 billion that we're fighting to give people more Section 8. Now the money that...
Pause it for a sec. Mask on or off during this?
Oh, no masks in sight.
Okay, no masks in sight. And can I get cut 18? Because I think this was the part of it that she really lost the script, where she told the homeless people to go home. Cut 18.
I want everybody to go home. And I want...
We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we here.
And can I have cut 19?
And you need to know why they're failing, because Blanca Jimenez repeated, we gave her several meeting requests for you concerning this in Lhasa for years.
And now that's such a there's here. Nobody in Washington who works for their people in a harder than I do.
I believe you. I believe you. So
she does not like being criticized. No one works bleeping harder than Maxine Waters. You got that? 844-500-4242. Woke or Joke is coming up next, and we want full lines. Get on the lines right now. 844-500-4242.
Sex actions.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. You've been following the wokeness all week, the leaked audio and video of the Disney board meeting. Today is Transgender Day of Visibility at the White House. The wokeness never stops, and neither does our segment called Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Pink hair wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me. Oh, no.
Woke or Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Aviva has all of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parm and cannolis made with fresh local ingredients. Visit them today in Wrentham, Malden, Maynard, Marlborough, or Westford. They have a great menu and great people that work there, so make sure you check them out. All right, now here's how it works. We bring in the best of the best. The best of the best. The best of the best. Oh, it's off to a good start.
Not sure how to take that.
We bring in Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke, and Taylor's going to read you a headline, and when he reads the headline, you have to decide, is it woke or is it a joke? Did we make it up? Now, Taylor, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay, here we go. Let's start with Lee, you're first up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Lee?
Grace and Wizard, I'm ready.
All right, Lee, here's your headline. Activist encourages Arbor Day observers to, quote, make love to trees.
Woke.
Joke. Oh. Gotcha. Yeah,
by the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Yeah, every time you read a joke headline, I look at you two differently. I can't lie. I'm always like, who came up with that one? This is weird. All right, good first one. Got him. Big time loser. And now let's go to Ed. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Ed?
I am.
All right, Ed. Here's your headline. University posts free speech warning signs on campus ahead of pro-life event.
That's woke.
That is woke. That's very true.
Not a joke.
What university was this?
This was the Indianapolis University, Purdue Institute University. It's got a very long name.
Oh, IUPUI.
IUPUI, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, didn't it used to be that if you were in this country, that was kind of your warning of free speech? Right? Like, wasn't it, you know?
You'd think so, yeah.
They should have it just at the airport. Instead of Charlie Baker saying, like, welcome to Boston, it should just say, hey, free speech might happen while you're here. If you don't like it, leave it. Sing it, Taylor.
I get paid to sing. Attention, free speech being exercised ahead. Topics could be upsetting to some, the sign reads. Your options are engage in a civil manner, decline respectfully and continue on, or alter your route now. It's like a real life choose your own adventure book.
A free speech detour.
Yeah, it's so sad that people can't handle it. Like, they're not going to have those. Maybe they will have those in real life, though. Like, before you go into a coffee shop, there could be conversation here. You might not like the coffee.
You may overhear some troubling remarks.
You've chosen civil engagement. Turn to page 37.
All right, let's go to Jonathan. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Jonathan?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jonathan, here's your headline. Couple sues fertility clinic after finding out mother was having a boy, not a girl.
That is woke.
That is woke. That's a true story.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I saw this in the Daily Mail.
I got this out of the Post Millennial. The couple, a lesbian couple, had one of them donated an egg, and they procured a sperm donor from somewhere. And the clinic told them that it was going to be a girl, but they found out during scans that it was a boy. And one of them said, "This feels just like rape." That's how they described it. And they're suing the fertility clinic.
I think the issue is on them for seeing gender to begin with.
That is true, Jared. That is actually a very good point.
Yeah, so, how do they know it's not a girl, really?
Yeah. Was the doctor a biologist?
Was anybody at the fertility clinic a biologist?
We need a biologist. Okay. Well, that's a very strange story. And also, like, don't they know that that's kind of the gamble you take? Your risk. I've heard that these kind of things, whether it's IVF or artificial insemination, whatever it is, you already have a very very low chance of it taking to begin with. So most people are just thrilled if anything takes.
I'm not sure how the fertility clinic could actually promise with 100% right. certainty that this was going to be a girl.
And imagine then you're the child and you're born and you see this story when you grow up and you're like, yeah. Wow, so how was my gender reveal party? Oh, never mind. Wasn't good. You guys clearly weren't that happy about
it. It was a little premature.
We were a little bit disappointed. All right, let's go to Mike. You're next up on Woke or Joke. And just a reminder, if you haven't gotten on yet, you can keep calling because the lines open up. It's 844-500-4242. We do have a few lines open now. Mike, are you ready for your headline?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. All right, Mike, here's your headline. Mirage Hotel and Casino vows to stop booking insult comics after Oscars flap.
That's woke.
Sorry, Mike. I got you. That's a joke.
Yeah,
by the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Are there any other kind of comics? Most of them are insult comics.
Yeah.
I mean, there are social justice comics. That's what Cory Booker likes.
Yeah, like Trevor Noah. Yeah. Did you see Chris Rock today? He was in Boston last night.
Didn't say anything about.
Yeah, he said he didn't have much to say on it, but I'm sure it was still really good.
Michelle Wu is a social injustice comic.
That is true.
That is true.
She made the joke about whites and snowflakes.
Expensive.
Hilarious.
White stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Peter. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Peter?
Yes, I am.
Yep. Okay, Peter, here's your headline. In push for diversity, a Colorado Fish and Game asks license holders to recruit friends of color.
I think that's woke.
Sorry, I got him again. It's a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
It sounded like George Costanza with the Exterminator guy. He needs to prove that he has a black friend, and he's like, "Hey, Jerry, what was the name of your exterminator again?"
I mean, that's kind of been, if you want to call it a problem.
I got a lot of black friends.
It's been a problem for a lot of these fish and game departments that they see a lack of diversity in the number of fish and game license holders.
Yeah, I don't think that would be the way to solve it, though.
No. That's why it's a joke.
I'd be a little creeped out if someone came up to me and said, hey.
You should get your fishing license.
You really ought to be fishing. I'd be like, can you get away from me? Let's go to Michael. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Michael?
I am. Thank you, Grace.
All right, Michael, here's your headline. Wordle goes woke, vows to remove potentially insensitive words.
That has to be woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke.
You know, everyone called this that when the New York Times bought Wordle, they were going to ruin it because mm-hmm. they're the worst. And it does seem like they ruined it. I wasn't like a big Wordle fan to begin with. I found it to be too difficult.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it really bothered me.
I've been playing.
I'm not very good at it.
I haven't lost yet.
Here's my question with the tactic, okay? Let's say you're playing and there's five letters, right?
Yeah.
And let's say you get three of those letters.
Mm-hmm.
For your next word, do you use those three letters or do you try to use as many other letters
as possible?
If you're
up to three letters that you've gotten, it's pretty, I mean, you're honing in. You should be able to figure it out.
You should be able to use those letters, though. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, I would always be tempted to just do a word with none of those letters because I had a better chance. That's what I said.
You've gotten the majority of the letters that are in the word.
Right.
So use the letters
to build the word.
Right. You're only off two letters.
But then you only have two spots.
Process
to get
of elimination.
Those,
yeah.
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 You can like rearrange.
You don't have to get so angry.
Rearrange those letters in different spaces.
Put a feather in your map and guess some words.
All right.
Twice I've guessed it in two.
Oh, God. Your smugness never ceases to amaze. Aren't you brilliant, sir?
Look at Jim Word over there.
Yeah. Let's go to
Larry
how
Word.
How many do we have left?
Three, maybe?
Three. Okay. Let's go to, we'll be fair about this. Mark, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm always fair about this.
Are you ready, Mark?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. Good.
That's great.
All right, Mark, here is your headline. OnlyFans model kept taking nudes while in the hospital for brain surgery.
That's a joke.
It's not. That's true.
That's not,
not a joke.
She kept
not
taking. She
that's
kept
not
taking,
really woke. That's just kind of insane.
No, yeah, exactly.
But, listen, those people pay money. You got to deliver content.
Yeah, you've got to keep producing the product.
Yeah, if you're signed up for her OnlyFans, though, do you start to say, like, I didn't think this was going to be the content that we were getting? Is she okay?
I think if you're...
We didn't think it was the content we were getting, but it's the content we needed.
It's the content we deserved.
Yeah.
I think if you sign up for somebody's OnlyFans, you already have some issues that this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, that's probably true. Is
she
okay?
That's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, she's fine. She's
good.
She's recovering.
Good. Good to know. All right, let's go to...
And looking fabulous, apparently. Yeah.
So I hear.
Recovered, ready to mingle.
Dennis, you're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Dennis?
I am ready.
All right, hey. Dennis, here is your headline. Manwich Sloppy Joe Sauce reportedly seeking gender-neutral product name.
That's got to be woke.
That's a joke.
Wow.
I didn't even understand
way, that was
it.
A joke. That's not true.
You never had Manwich Sloppy Joe sauce?
But what do they need a new name for?
It's a Manwich.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually is a combination of man and sandwich. Like, that's their... It's a sandwich for men.
So it's got to be soon that they'll get rid of it.
Probably.
Just not today. Perhaps tomorrow. Sometimes they get the idea from you guys and they run with it.
That's true.
Do we have one more?
We have one more.
All right. Who am I going to go to? Let's take Frank, your last up on Woke or Joke by Aviva Trattoria. Are you ready for your headline, Frank?
I am ready.
All right, Frank. Here's your headline. The Russian Arm, a robotic tool in film industry, rebranded as the U-Crane.
Joke, I'm going to say.
That's woke.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's woke. Not a joke.
That's
not a joke.
It's true. It's a pretty neat, it's a car-mounted crane on a gyroscope and keeps it stable, but there's a camera on it. It's just basically a long jib with a camera at the end, and it's for filming chase scenes, car scenes on the road, things like that. But it's actually made in the Ukraine, so they're changing the name to U, like U-Haul, Ukraine.
Good branding.
C-R-A-N-E.
Very good branding. I like that. All right, everyone. Well, that is it for Woke or Joke, but I do have woke news coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about Transgender Day of Visibility, what the Biden administration is doing. I've heard that they have plans to send a black woman to the moon. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And plus, Daily Wire is getting into children's programming because of all of the drama that's happening at Disney.
What?
I feel like you want to say something.
I have questions.
Yes.
When's the last time we sent somebody to the moon?
Now, I just saw that on Twitter, so I do have to fact check it.
Like Alice Cramden's still up there.
Yeah.
Let me see this. Moon. Moon Biden.
Live Googling is always
don't
fun.
Google Moon Biden.
Moon, Moon Biden diversity. Yeah, we'll talk about this and we'll talk about a lot more
Press
when we come
Cam
back.
Biden.
Plus, in the 2 o'clock, we're going to talk to L. Reynolds from The Federalist about that Disney board meeting that leaked out and what she thinks of it. Thank you all for participating. I'm sorry if you didn't make it on. There's always next week. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post-hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Joe Biden is live right now at the White House. He is talking about his plan to keep fuel costs under control. We're going to get a little bit into that and into what's happening with the economy, how these left-wing talking heads are handling the news that they're more likely than not looking at a shellacking in November. We've got some good Chuck Todd sound for later on, and we also have a lot of good Joe Biden sound. I'm sure there'll be some stuff from this, but I really want to play the cut of Joe Biden getting his booster shot. And it's all, you know, theater. He just has to get his booster shot in front of the cameras. And he thought he was going to be able to sit there in dead silence and get this booster, and then no one was going to ask him any questions. Did not go according to plan. Let's play this, Jared. This is cut 12.
Mr. President, what is the danger of Putin being left in the dark by his military advisors?
I'm reluctant to comment.
Can you comment on the declassified intelligence that he doesn't trust his military leadership since it is declassified?
No.
Mr. President, are you going to extend Title 42?
We'll have a decision on that soon.
What did President Zelensky tell you about the...
Pause. It's just brutal. He's just sitting there talking to the nurse. She's like, we're going to get you all set. Okay, sir. And then you're going to put a Band-Aid on there. It's just going to feel like a little pinch. You're not going to feel anything. Okay. Everything's going to be okay. And meanwhile, he's just getting yelled at by all these people. He's like, I'm not commenting, but it's public information. I'm still not commenting.
You know what the worst part of that is? They all left that press conference like, we did our jobs.
Yeah.
The guy just won't answer anything.
They're exhausted.
But man, we were bulldogs this day.
They're like, we're all going out for some margaritas and kicking back and kicking some boxes because that was tough. Well, they asked about Title 42, which is a great reason for me to read you this little piece here from Breitbart, that if you're not paying attention to this, it's interesting what's happening at the border because a lot of Democrats now are speaking out, including two Democrat reps in Texas who are urging the administration not to end Title 42. And that gives federal immigration agents broad authority to quickly return border crossers and illegal aliens to their native countries. We've had that for a while now due to COVID. But Biden officials are readily admitting that about 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens are expected to show up at the U.S. Mexico border every month. But don't worry, like the Haitian migrants, they're just stopping through. This is only part one. This is leg one of the trip. When we get back, L. Reynolds, we're talking Disney, wokeness, and indoctrination. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.